Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, everybody. I just want to say big ups to our producer, director, Erica Bradley. How you doing?
Hi. Okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're going to be talking about some great things today. Matter of fact, we're going to be talking about legends and heroes and folks and sheroes and folks that have really made it possible for us, and I say us, all of us, to be on this planet. If it wasn't for Big Mama and them, Grandmama and them, Tay-Tay, Way-Way, J-J, we couldn't have done it. So we're going to be talking about our seniors, how vital they are and how critical they are. And not only some of the great things they've done, but some of the things that we're not doing and some of the things that we need to do better, that we've got to do a better job of treating our seniors with the care and love and kindness that we know they deserve. So first, I want to say big ups to Pittsburgh. What's up, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, New York, Florida, all the wonderful Iowa, everybody out there, Omaha. Omaha is really kicking off. They're jumping off. Omaha 1 is jumping off, and I'm really excited about that. I want to dedicate this show to Shem Shakur. He was the person that created a lot of entrepreneur incubators in St. Paul. Matter of fact, the Crossings was designed by him. Shem Shakur, he's gone on to glory. It was at his funeral on Sunday. And I also want to dedicate this to Nehemiah, a young man and his family. His sister walked up to me on Saturday and asked me, did I have any information on who killed her brother? And she was such a beautiful little girl. She had to only be about 11 years old, and it just touched my heart so much for her to walk up to me, and she took such a beautiful picture with me. So that was great. So let me just say this. Our seniors are vital. They're critical. We need them. I worked in the field with seniors, and I know, and worked in nursing homes, that we don't go by and visit them. Matter of fact, even our producer has admitted in our staff meeting, and I'm not trying to put a door under the bus, you know, I'd never try to really do that, but I love her honesty, you know, that she promised that she was going to go by and visit her elders, because you know what, we hate to say, you know, they leave and they go home to glory and we did not at least check on them or visit with them. So I thank you, Erica, for being honest enough to say, you know, I got to do that. My grandbaby's got to see, you know, my baby's got to see their grandfather and all that, you know, and sometimes we got to be the big person that steps out there and does it. So, Erica, I want to just say big ups to you. I don't know if you've done it yet, but I know you will. Now, give us some other things we need to do, Erica.
You know, the older population, they consider that 65-plus senior citizen age. In 2012 was 43.1 million people. And it increased by 21% in 10 years because it was 7.6 million in 2002. So with the baby boomer generation and stuff getting 65, it's going to be increasing by probably about, I think they said 28% by 2040. So that's going to be...
Yes, ma'am. So what you're saying is there's an increase of seniors in our community, and so the older population, I think I'm considered the baby boomer, and I think you're considered. Are you considered Generation X? I really don't know how that goes.
I don't know.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I don't understand generations. I mean, beyond the mother, grandmother, child. I don't understand the Generation X, Generation Y, all that other stuff. I don't get it.
Yeah. You know, maybe that's something we can look up. If you get a chance, look that up for us. But I think the baby boomers or anybody that was born in the 60s. And then I think Generation X is people that were born in the 80s. I'm not sure. Maybe we can look that up and see what that generation
thing is. I'll Google it as we speak. You know, we've got a couple of callers today.
I just want to let you know, Erica, we have a special guest calling in we have two special guests calling in from Las Vegas, so make sure you keep an eye on it for that.
Well, that probably is the two people that are sitting on hold right now, because I've got one Vegas area code and I've got 04, which I know launched Champion.
Okay.
So let's go with Ms. Champion first.
Hello there. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I am good and blessed. Good and blessed. I'm here in the city, and I'm sorry I couldn't sit in today, just out and about, but I'm good and blessed. I'm happy to be in Minnesota for the Senior Pride Day.
Well, welcome back. Glad to have you back in Minnesota.
You know it, girl. So I'm going to get Friday is the Senior Pride Day. I'm going to enjoy it to be out there seeing a lot of the seniors that I was with last year dancing and fellowshipping with. And it's going to be a lot that's not going to be able to attend because they're up there in the upper room. So I'm going to just enjoy that day and acknowledge the ones that are gone. But we're going to have a good time, aren't we, Erica?
Yes, ma'am, we always do.
Yeah.
Gotta love dancing with those seniors.
Oh, eating, dancing, and just fellowshipping with them. Also, we got little Suge Knight calling from Las Vegas. He should be on the air. So I'm going to just say I'll see you in a little bit, Erica.
Yes, ma'am, all right. Thanks for calling in. We will go to our next caller, 2812. You are on the air with Blog Talk Radio. How are you this afternoon?
How you doing? Pretty good, pretty good. And yourself?
I'm good. Who are we talking to?
Y'all talking to Little Sugar.
Ah, well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Little Sugar. Do you have any comments about citizens or any stories about seniors in your life, maybe your grandparents?
Yes, yes I do. Grandparents are great. My grandparents actually came from the South, moved to Los Angeles, like the early 60s, late 50s, and we kind of kept our family secret with our business. Music, far as food, far as culture. We're like really into the Black Power movement out here right now.
So your grandparents taught you a lot then growing up?
A super lot, and they still living, still taking 100 acres, probably the only Black people I know in California with 100 acres. Most older people don't even know how to maintain it.
That's amazing. Erica, am I still on?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're still on.
Well, great, thanks a lot. You know, Lil Sugar, I want to thank you for taking time out to call in. And you know, we've been hearing some things about products and things you guys got. We're excited about that, too. We're also excited about the movement that you guys are doing to empower young artists, the movement that you're doing to empower even our youth. So, can you talk a little bit about what some things that you guys got going on currently?
Currently, we're working on some little new music. We have Mama James, Little James' son. We're putting the tour together right now with the youth in Los Angeles with some Christian fellowship stuff with the churches. And we also have catering trucks that we're going to be giving out food and games and all kind of stuff probably throughout Minnesota, so I'll be up there, Las Vegas, up North California, and maybe Oklahoma. So we've got a lot of Yes,
boy. Well, that sounds exciting. Now, your dad, Shug, we call him Big Shug, I guess, you know, but
yeah,
that's your brother. Okay, that's your brother. Tell us a little bit about what he's doing in his career and everything and what's going on with him.
Right now, he's got Cat Williams. He's crazy, of course. But he being there, he tried to bring out the people that's kind of stir off, and he kind of bring them back in the industry. So we got the comedian tour going on with Cat Williams, and I'm probably going to pick another youth to open up a show with a comedian. So it's something like a death comedy jam, but we're going to kind of take the old fan base and then do a new genre of music. As well as we got the Tupac movie that's boiling right now. He got that going on with Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, a couple of investors. And then Ice Cube is doing an NWA movie. So I should be around up in there. We're doing movies, documentaries, and comedian tours.
You know, your brother, Suge Knight, is infamous for all the work he's done with starting a label and kicking folks off like Snoop and Dre and all that. And
yeah.
Have you been a part of his career since? I mean, have you been part of the music business all along?
Yeah, I've been there the whole trip, bro.
Okay, well that's interesting. Can you what is your when you talk about you know your elders? Who are some of the elders that work with y'all in the music business to kind of help school you and tutelage you and get you guys the wisdom and knowledge you need for the business?
A great friend of mine, as he passed away, was. My guy that wrote the Car Wash movie, which was, he was a super mentor. I want to say Phil, but it's not Phil. I can't think of his name, but that's the guy that he did the Car Wash movie. He did I Heard It Through the Grapevine. He did a lot of Motown stuff. So it would be like not Berry Gordy and Quincy Jones, but it was like the writers and the other unknown artists that was there. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Oh, he wrote the Car Wash movie. I know that. And he's always been on my helmet like, I wrote the movie. I did the soundtrack. It could be done. And he kind of
influenced. Is it Joel Schumacher?
Nope. It would be, it's going
to
come to me.
I was trying to Google it real quick for you.
And I think, you know, I think it's important to realize how critical it is for you, you know, is the whole thing about everybody has to learn and pass it down to somebody else. And what you guys are doing now is taking all that work and all the stuff that you learned from bringing those artists up and bringing that down and passing it down to artists like Little James. Can you tell us about some of your interactions or some of the moments that you really cherish about Tupac and maybe even, you know, break up some myths that they had about Tupac?
Man, that was one of my best friends in the industry for us. I used to watch him. I watched how he treated people. I watched how he interacted with different ethnicities. The guy was awesome. My best memory with Tupac was the video shoot we did. It's called, y'all could probably Google this, Young Brothers Gotta Get It Together. And that's when he produced his first video with Mac Maul. We all came to L.A., and I was like, how did this young dude be able to produce this video? And I never heard of him. And I was like, wow. He made everybody get paid, extras. He gave food to the homeless, all that, before the song even came out. So I took that, and I said, wow, amazing. I knew it right then and there. I said, this guy is something special, super special. And then from there, that bond from that video shoot created a lot of other bonds, which a lot of people came off that video set would be Mac Dre that people don't know about. But some people do if you're in the music. You have Jay Diggs, the whole Thizz movement came out of that. And then you also had the Death Row movement that came out of that. Because these was like 92, 91. It's like kind of before. Everybody was kind of young. But we were still producing. And we were still, you know, just in the streets being real people.
Well, that's amazing now. That's amazing, brother. Now, you tell me a little bit about Lil James and your exposure with him now. What do you see for him in the future, and how do you see, what do you think about that young man?
I love him. I love his energy. I love his awareness. And the guy is a real learner. He reminded me of myself when I was young. I'm also into sports, so I kind of veered off to play football, basketball, you know, blah, blah, blah. But as far as my guy, he got the same energy. He's like a champion. That guy needs to be on the Seattle Seahawks or something. And he's not afraid. You know what I mean? Most youth, they'll be afraid to take that chance to go out there and follow their dreams. That guy's not afraid. He didn't make the right contact. He's on. He's right. He's in the right circle. All he got to do is keep his head focused. Don't get distracted. And the guy said it's a call.
You know, one of the things I noticed about him is that he's got the best of both worlds, and I'm waiting to see this happen. I say it. Sometimes you speak something that comes into existence, but I could see him being one of the major boxers, rappers combination, you know, that comes together.
Yeah, he's training with the champ. You know, he's a good friend of Mayweather, so, you know, he's like Money Team Lil James. That's what they call him out in Vegas. And then when he go to L.A., he with Cat Williams and all of them. They love him, the whole world, down south, back home, East Coast, everywhere. He got it. And we're going to make sure we get it to him. That's the main thing. Got to be somebody older to speak for him. So the artists can concentrate on doing what they do. Yeah, that's the guy.
He's
going to make it, sure.
Well, give us some tips of what we can do, some of the young people, what they can do now, because the show's about elders, and I want them to hear from you. What do you think these young people should do? I think they've lost track of the value and how critical it is to respect and honor the elders. Give us some tips you think that you should share with them.
If you're young, you need to go to whoever you look up to, who you think that's balling, who you think that's working hard, who you think that's spiritual, just ask them some questions like, how do you get to where you get to? What kind of things you have done? What would you have changed? And what would you not have changed? And the youth, it'd be kind of scared to talk to the elders because of the generation gap. So they kind of find somebody that's a couple years older, and then that person finds somebody that's a couple years older, but it starts with just bridging the gap, just, you know, a friendly, how you doing, what's your name, how you been, and, you know, I would do that if I was young, just to, I can grasp what the older elders have went through before my time, so I don't go down the path I don't want to go down.
You listened to Lil Shook Knight's brother, and we're excited to have him on the show. Now, one thing I got to say, I have heard about some kind of sausage y'all got that you're supposed to be sending down to Minnesota because, you know, we on the grill 24/7, but I heard something about some sausage y'all got. I don't know what you call them, Shook Knight sausages. What do you call them?
No, we're going to call them the Holmes and Robinson Chicken Link Sausage. They is popping off the chain. Catering truck is in Los Angeles next month. Restaurant in Las Vegas and Minnesota. Y'all gonna have them probably tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we waiting. I got the calls waiting. I'm waiting on them. And now, when did you start making these sausages? And what got you guys even into this whole sausage thing?
The whole sausage thing. It was the elders. I got it from my grandma's mothers. They have not a secret recipe, but a family recipe, and they've been doing it before I was born, and I just kind of picked up on it. I was like, wow, everybody loves these things. Let me go ahead and expand it. And it was like, you the first youngster that came in here that was thinking that. I was like, huh? I thought the whole world had them. It's just me asking questions, and I was like, huh, family recipe. I need to expose that. So it's just about me expanding the family recipe and, you know, sharing it with the world.
Wow. So how many stores are you in currently?
We currently have a meat market. We have 5 restaurants in Los Angeles that sells them. We have 3 currently in Las Vegas that sells them. And we're working on like 2 to 3 supermarkets.
Okay, well, we're, you know, Mad Dads is already on top of it. We just waiting for the product, because what we're going to do is do a sampler, and then we're going to get that product moving up here, because from my understanding, it's going to be a part of the Mad Dad entree of folks that, you know, get plugged in, get tuned in, and also get fed, too. So we're excited about that, man. I can't wait to taste it, brother.
Yes, I got you covered, brother. I got you covered. Yeah, we super excited. We have three flavors, so you can have hot, mild, and they have garlic. So people that's in, you know, heart healthy, organic, we going green, all that.
Wow. So don't talk about food too much, because Sarita might be listening. She's on, you know, she loves to eat up in there, and Erica too. So, you know, everybody in my staff loves to eat. But, you know, I might have to watch the mail, man. I might have to get a bodyguard to make sure the meat gets to me. But we excited about it. So you're doing the music, you're doing the restaurant business, you're doing, what else are you guys doing?
We're doing the music, we're doing the restaurant, and we're doing catering. We're trying to get into catering trucks, where we can have a couple catering trucks driving around the city, you know, and just pit different menus together. So actually everybody will have to go to a store or, you know, or wait. Some people got to eat on the run and get to work and blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to get some of my friends and I, you know, whoever can pitch in and afford it, investors, whoever, we're going to pit catering trucks in different cities. Put our menus on there and let's get it, because in Los Angeles, it's about 90% Hispanic with catering trucks and maybe 5% black and 5% other. So I'm like, wow, we got to get in there. Why this is the new move. Food, music, entertainment.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you've two more questions I got for you. How much time I got left, Erica?
You have... Sorry, I'm Googling all the generation stuff. Seven minutes and 50 seconds.
Well, that's great. That's great. Two more questions that I have for you. One is, you know, you've had a chance to experience Mama Treece out there. She's really been a pillow in our community, working with the folks that are grieving out here. She's helped a lot of mothers get through their grief and trauma through homicide, but she's also gotten through it herself. So what's the experience been like working with Mama Treece out there?
Treece is a blessing. She's a blessing from heaven, man. She just dropped down on us like a spirit of my grandmother. She got it. Everywhere she goes, she lights up the room. She's a real respectable elder. You can learn a lot from her just being around her, just conversation piece. She a lot like Mama Sugar. They got that street knowledge that you have to go through something to obtain it. So that's what I learned from Mama Treece. Can't wait to hook back up with her. Wherever we at, she got our blessing.
Well, that's good. You know that she's part Patti LaBelle, part Chaka Khan, right?
Yeah. I love it. And then look, my mom played Tina Turner.
I know that's right. Hey, so the other question, you and your brother really, because we never seen you on the media much, but your brother went through a lot when Tupac got killed, and, you know, they tried to point the finger at him. And how has he been able to recover through that? He's a strong brother, evidently. How has he been able to recover through all that media hype to try to put that blame on him?
Yeah, it kind of – I'm sure it still is on his mind. It still affects him. But the more I be around him as years go past, I kind of see, like, the strength, you know what I mean? Like – it's a whole nother strength when you, like, been through something, you can still be yourself around the people that know you. Like, from day one, he never changed. He never veered. He, like, so, like, blunt is scary. So, from that, you know, what? Like, where we at, our friends, everybody in Los Angeles, we already know. You know what I mean? We, like, he didn't do it. People know who did it. But they always going to blame the strongest person. That's how I go. From the Bible, if you read that, or whatever book of your choice. And when you see a person years later, the truth will come out. You'll be like, wow, he's not super depressed over that. Or he couldn't have did that. He's more like jolly and happier, trying to put out different movies and his own bio so he can get his own story out from his perspective than what everybody else says, because what everybody else says is not his inner circle, not his close people. as close people, it's going to be as close people. And we're going to keep it real 100%.
So when do they anticipate the movie coming out? I can't wait to see it, man. I have not seen the James Brown movie yet, but I'm waiting to see that one. But when is the Tupac movie coming out?
I'm not sure. They have we have a couple actors, and like from Ray J to Nick Cannon to a couple of people. Everybody's trying to play the role of the big fella, Pac. But I was saying, like, this week, if somebody never really met him or haven't really studied his films, I don't know if they should really play Pac. I would have somebody that's not known or, you know, a real actor do it. But I would say the script should be getting wrote this next 6 months, and they should be filming early next year.
Okay, well, we ready, man. If you need some extras, just call my office. We ready to roll. And I hear Lil James got a little part in there, too. Is that correct?
Yeah, he in there. Yeah, Lil James in there. And if y'all see any lookalikes running around Minnesota, take a snapshot of them, because they could be in there, too.
Okay.
To the Outlaws, to Biggies.
Hey, I like that. That sounds great. You know, if people want to find out more about the music, more about the stuff you're doing, what website do they go to, or how do they contact you guys?
You'll probably have to go through Mama Trees.
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to do that because we got Mama Trees on our team, and so we'll definitely go through her because we definitely want to get plugged into what you guys are doing, be a part of that, and we look forward to seeing y'all and making some big things happen. We're excited about that. I want to thank you for being on our show and allowing us to, you know, just kind of dialogue with you and chat about what's going on with you and how things are going out there. Is L.A. your home or is Los Angeles your home? I mean, Vegas.
I love both, Los Angeles and I love Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. You like that hot weather out there, huh?
Yeah. We have a soul food cafe restaurant out here been popping for the last couple of years, so we've been on it. And then, you know, the champs out here.
Now, what's the name of that buffet, the cafe, Soul Food?
Soul Food Cafe.
Oh, that's the name of it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
it should pop up on the internet.
I'll be out there probably in a couple of months, so I want to make sure I check that food out. So I'll be out there to check the restaurant out and see what it's like.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, brother, for being on. I want to thank you very much for being a part of our show. I want to thank everybody for listening in and being a part of what we do. And are you have any last words you'd like to leave us with, brother?
Thank you.
Mama Teresa.
Thank you for the hospitality. Thanks,
and
Mama
Teresa has a few words. Yes, she wants to say a few words to you, too.
All right, we'll put Mama Trees back on the line. You're back with us.
Okay, I just want to say, Shook, I will see you when I get home. Missing you, missing my kid, Jay Smooth, missing my daughter, Jeanette. I'm missing everyone. And I came out here for a reason. And, I mean, I'm not going to sleep on nothing that I need to do. And this interview has been a little emotional to me. I'm thinking about the Tupac. I'm thinking about what I heard about his life. And to sit and talk to Suge Knight is, you guys don't even know. To sit and talk to Big Suge, it was historical to me. It was a dream, and I've got his place, good people in my life. So anything you guys want to know about the night and the J Smooth Mem, you can get it from me, just like he said. I love Minnesota, though. This is home, and we got some sausage coming through the mail tomorrow. So I'm gonna spread them.
All right, and looks like that is the end of our show. Thank you for listening. Oh, and since I got about 5 seconds left, I'd like to just make a quick note. The baby boomer generation is 1946 to 1964. Generation X is 1988 to 19, or no, they were born 1966 to 1976. and Generation Y was born 81 to 98. So
wow,
that's amazing. Don't really...
Erica, don't forget the Senior Pride Day is coming up, and show up at Boom Island. See everybody there,
yeah.
10 o'clock, 3 o'clock. All the elders, we're going to love on you and feed you good.
Yes, we will. Thank you for listening. You guys have a great week. We will see you next week.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for